Thanks for that opening, Darren and team. I'm going to start this way. You are loved. No matter what has happened, no matter what will happen in your life, you are loved. Hardship in our lives tends to make us doubt God's love for us. This past Friday night, I was sharing with our youth group Romans 8, and I just listened to Andrew's sermon, and he was sharing Romans 8, these verses about God's love and that nothing can separate us from God's love. Turn in your Bibles to Genesis 22, and we're going to read the first 8 verses, and then we're going to watch a clip. It's just over 15 minutes from Right Now Media, and so we'll see that. But let's read Genesis 22, verses 1 to 8, and Chris, you can cue that up just as I read these verses, 1 to 8. Genesis 22, here we go. After these things, God tested Abraham and said to him, "Abraham," and he said, "Here am I." He, that is God, said, "Take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah, and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I shall tell you." So Abraham rose at early in the morning, saddled his donkey, and took two of his young men with him, and his son Isaac. And he cut the wood for the burnt offering and arose and went to the place of which God had told him. On the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place from afar. Then Abraham said to his young men, "Stay here with the donkey. I and the boy will go over there and worship and come again to you." And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac his son, took in his hand the fire and the knife. So they went both of them together. Isaac said to his father, "Abraham, my father." "Here am I, my son," he said. "Behold the fire and the wood. Where is the lamb for the burnt offering?" Abraham said, "God will provide himself the lamb for the burnt offering." You can watch this.
I could not sleep.
What troubles you?
What if God told me to do something I did not understand?
When he first spoke to you in the land of your fathers, did you understand?
No.
You still followed, not knowing why.
How far is it to Moriah?
3 days' journey. That is if our master can keep up. Master, can I help you?
No, you can't. Peace be with you, my dear wife.
Be with you. Father, why do we sacrifice?
We sacrifice out of obedience. That's how we worship. I'll never forget the day you were born, how fervently I worshiped that day. You were a miracle, you know. Have I told you that? We were traveling through the Oaks of Mamre. It was a very hot day. I was sitting at the door of my tent. I looked up to the horizon. And there were three men dressed in white. I ran to meet them and quickly realized these were not ordinary men.
Who were they?
They were angels. I invited them inside, and we prepared them a meal.
Angels eat?
Yes, they ate. One of them asked about your mother. He said that she would bear a son. Of course, we thought this was impossible. We were too old. In fact, your mother laughed. The angel said to me, "Why? Why does she laugh? Is anything impossible with God?" The next year you were born. Because nothing, nothing is impossible with God.
My God! mercy, O God. Have mercy, O God.
Stay here with the donkey. My son and I will go further. We'll worship and come back to you here.
Master.
What?
Yes, my son.
The fire and wood is here, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering?
The Lord will provide himself a lamb.
Father, we are ready. Father? 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 Father, what are you doing? Father, no!
Isaac, you are the sacrifice.
Why? Father, why?
Because God said that I must sacrifice my only son whom I love, and I trust him to raise you from the dead.
Why?
Because he promised.
God!
Abraham!
I'm here.
Do not stretch your hand against your son. Do nothing to him. For now I know that you fear God, because you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me.
Isaac. My poor son. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Father, look.
We shall name this place.
What shall we name it?
Jehovah Jireh.
What does it mean?
It means the Lord will provide. Always.
I swear by myself, declares the Lord, that because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will surely bless you and make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky. And in you shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice.
Very well done dramatization of this chapter. I'm going to just invite you to turn back to Genesis 22. In this dramatization, Abraham says to Sarah, "What if God told me to do something that I did not understand? Why would God ask Abraham to offer his son Isaac as a burnt offering?" We can see some of the reasons in this chapter. God was testing Abraham. By doing this, it was revealed that Abraham did fear God, that Abraham obeyed God's voice. But why sacrifice his only son, whom he loved? Sometimes we face circumstances or decisions that we don't understand. Abraham here shows us an example of trust. I'd like to just share with you four words that I've been thinking about, and then leave one key thought with you. I've been reading this chapter and a bit of Abraham's life over the past couple of weeks. And so here's the first word is the word sacrifice. God said in verse 2, "Take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering." This account obviously makes us think of Jesus. There are some parallels and there are some opposites. Isaac is the only son of Abraham and Sarah. He is loved. Jesus is God's only son, and he is loved by the Father. However, Isaac is spared, but Jesus was not spared. God delivered him up for us all. In this short film, Isaac asks this question as they're walking on the road. Why? To his father, "Why do we sacrifice?" And Abraham answers this: "We sacrifice out of obedience." And that's a second word just to think about, obedience. After receiving God's instructions to offer his son Isaac, it says this in verse 3. "So Abraham rose early in the morning," and then later on in the verse, "and went to the place of which God had told him. There was no delay for Abraham. He obeyed God. And the result of that obedience was that there was blessing for him and also for us, that through him we would also be blessed. I will surely bless you, God said, because you have obeyed my voice. The third word is this that I've been thinking about is worship. When Isaac asked, why do we sacrifice? Abraham also answered and said, this is how we worship. In verse 5, it says this, Abraham said to his young men, stay here with the donkey. I and the boy will go over there and worship and then come back again to you. When we worship, we ascribe worth to the one that is being worshiped through adoration and devotion. And God is worthy of our worship and adoration. But we see in this verse also that Abraham had faith and he believed God's promise. Look at this verse that he said to the young men that were with him, the boy and I will come again to you. This is further clarified for us in Hebrews 11, where the writer says, by faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac. And remembering that Isaac was the promised son, the son through whom the covenant would be established. Going on, it says, and he who had received the promises was in the act of offering up his only son, of whom it was said, through Isaac shall your offspring be named. He considered that God was able even to raise him from the dead, from which, figuratively speaking, he did receive him back. The God who makes promises is worthy of our worship. And the final word is provision. Isaac asks, where's the lamb for the burnt offering? Abraham said, God will provide for himself the lamb for a burnt offering, my son. And later, Abraham called the name of the place, the Lord will provide. As it is said to this day, on the mount of the Lord, it shall be provided. That word provided, you may even see it in the little notes in your Bible. It's also translated that he will see, or that the Lord will be seen. And this, from this word, we get our word providence, that God sees, but not just that he observes, but that he also acts. And so the Lord will provide, the Lord sees, he saw what was happening, and the Lord acted. God is faithful to provide. All of these words, sacrifice, obedience, worship, and provision, they lead us to this last thought that I'd like to leave with you. In this account, we see the incredible love of God in providing a substitute. The ram that was caught in the thicket was offered in the place of Isaac. God, our Heavenly Father, showed his incredible love for each one of us when he provided Jesus as our substitute. That's what we need to see through this account of Abraham and Isaac. God offered his son as our substitute. We all deserve the death. We all deserve death for the sin that we have committed. We have offended God. We have been rebels and enemies of God. But because of his great love for us, he offered his only son, whom he loves, to take our place. Jesus didn't come down from the cross just like Isaac was taken off of the altar, but Jesus died in our place so that we could be set free from bondage to sin and live for him. Romans 5:8 says this, God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Let's not let the familiarity of this verse breed contempt or complacency. This week, I'd encourage you to reread Genesis 22. Also, if you'd like to rewatch this dramatization, it is on the subscription that we have with Right Now Media. If you search for God Provides and Abraham and Isaac, you can see it there. And if you're not subscribed to this Right Now Media, send me your email. You can send an email to info@BethelBibleChapel.com. It has content like this, speakers as well. And so you can see this again if you'd like to. Genesis 22, showing God's great love for us. This week, I'd encourage you to think on that. Again, reread Genesis 22. And then also think, who can I share this love with? That God would send his son to be my substitute, to take my place. I deserve death, but Jesus was my substitute. We're going to sing a song shortly. I'm going to pray, and as I pray, I would invite the team can come forward as I pray, and I'm going to invite you all to stand as we pray together, and then we'll sing one song, and you can stand now. We'll sing this song in the meeting. We'll be over. Let's pray together. Father, this dramatization really captures just what it would have felt like for Abraham to go through this, to think of offering his only son. But thank you for the picture that you stopped Abraham from offering his son, from taking his life. But that ram symbolizes Jesus, that he is our substitute, that when we by faith put our trust in Jesus Christ, that we can be set free from sin, we can be forgiven, and that we can have a home in heaven with you. Thank you for this picture, but most of all, we thank you for your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, that there is power in the name of Jesus Christ. There is power to save, and we thank you for the love that you have for us. Father, I thank you for this church family, that this is a place where we can belong, that we can be encouraged, we can know that we are loved, no matter what circumstances we face in our life, no matter what will come, that we are loved. We thank you for your Son, Jesus. In his name I pray. Amen.